This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In baseball in the American League, the Yankees slid past Toronto 7-6. In the National League, the Mets beat Cincinnati 5-3. In interleague play, Boston climbed into a tie with Toronto atop the AL East by beating San Diego 5-1. A Rhode Island judge has okayed another partial settlement in the lawsuit over the state's failed deal with former pitcher Curt Schilling's video game firm, 38 Studios. Wells Fargo Securities and Barclays Capital agreed to the $25.6 million settlement to get out of the lawsuit. A suit is still pending against Schilling and other company execs. Women's second seed Angelique Kerber has moved into the semifinals at the U.S. Open, beating 7th seed Roberta Vinci 7-5, 6-love. A year ago, Vinci advanced to the Open final before losing. Kerber moved into her third Grand Slam final of the year and has a chance to overtake Serena Williams as number one in the world. Kerber won the Australian Open in January, then lost to Williams in the Wimbledon final in July. Former number one Caroline Wozniacki reached her fifth U.S. Open semifinal by beating Anastasia Sevastova of Latvia 6-love, 6-2. It's the first time Wozniacki has reached any Grand Slam semifinal in 2 years. Top seed Novak Djokovic moved into the U.S. Open semifinals for the 10th consecutive year when number 9 Joe Wilfried Tsonga stopped because of a left knee injury. It's the third opponent to pull out with an injury against the defending U.S. Open champion in this year's tourney. In men's quarterfinal action, 10th seed Gael Monfils rolled past Lucas Pouille 6-4, 6-4, 6-3 in an all-French match. Alabama strengthened its hold on the number one spot in the first regular season Associated Press football poll. The top-ranked Crimson Tide picked up 20 more first-place votes this week after routing Southern California 52-6 in the season opener Saturday. That gives Alabama 54 total first-place votes. Clemson stays at number two, while Florida State moved up a spot to third. Ohio State and Michigan round out the top five. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.